This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
All right, well, now the moment you've all been waiting for. Coming up in our next segment. Well, it's not our next segment. No. It's the next segment. It's Indiana-Oregon basketball pregame show.
Yeah. I mean, really, the star of this program is Joey Mack.
The Joey Mack attack is back.
But he was not on, because I usually listen on my way home to the Ducks, whatever Duck show we have on Monday nights. Mm-hmm. And last night, he was not on there.
Really?
It was some other
jabroni. Well, maybe he was busy in Indiana.
Yeah, they have a second guy who does it. I think it's because they were taping a bunch of stuff when the Ducks were still coming back from their weekend
game. Okay, good, good.
So don't worry. I believe Joey Mack is coming up next.
He's in the mix. Yeah.
Okay, so that's next. Okay, so this started because Tumani Kamara talk has ravaged Portland.
It's swept the region.
He has lit the collective sports pants of Portlanders on fire at this point.
Yes, and we were talking...
They have a scorching case of Tumani Kamara.
We were talking earlier that there is no franchise fan base in all of sports that loves more than to nut over somebody like Tumani Kamara popping when nobody saw it coming.
That made me very uncomfortable, by the way. Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
That. You probably can't say that, but you know what I mean.
I don't think you can say it, but you said it, and now I'm very uncomfortable.
They get sports horny, and I think they get more sports horny over the development of a diamond in the rough player than they do any sort of quest for a championship. They don't care. They just want the next...
Yes.
Tumani Kamara.
We do love this sort of thing in Portland.
It's what Portland does.
Yes.
So we, based on that, we have decided to, for you today, come up with the starting five, and it is the diamond in the rough players Blazer fans made into the next big thing when they were most certainly not the next big thing, even if they were good, but it didn't matter because fans climax with sports satisfaction.
Yes.
Are you ready?
Give it to me.
For the list.
Give it
now,
to me.
Now, you can argue with this, and I'm willing to listen to... omissions. This is a group effort, okay? Okay?
I'm ready.
Okay? It's a group effort, okay?
Okay.
I have put... Okay, so let me read you the... Because we went through this earlier, but just to...
The short list.
Recap. The short list has... And again, the requirement here, you had to have had a good run of basketball enough to get a call-in segment on the local Homer sports talk show. Yes.
I think this guy could be the next big thing in the NBA. We've got a cornerstone piece here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he can't be that good. A lot of people have brought up names like Al-Farouq Aminu or Yusuf Nurkic. Journeyman, Rodney Hood is another one. These are guys that were decent on other teams or whatever, and they don't count.
See, and I would have put Nurkic in my list, but I get it.
He's not on the list.
He's like the line of demarcation.
So here are your...
Because Nurk fever was a hell of a thing here for a little bit.
Here are your candidates. Gary Trent, Travis Outlaw, Sergio Rodriguez, Noah Vonleh, Jake Lehman, Tumani Kamara, Shaedon Sharpe, Ime Udoka... Will Barton. Yeah. Did I say Travis Outlaw? I did.
Yeah, you did.
Nasir Little. Yeah. Alan Crabb.
It's pretty good.
And Rudy Fernandez. Those are your candidates.
Yeah.
So here's who I have chosen. Now you tell me if I've screwed this up.
Yeah.
Rudy Fernandez is on the team.
100%. Rudy Fernandez might be my thing.
Yeah, he might be the captain.
The international fever, we were told in off seasons that teams were offering all-star players. Not all-star caliber players, all-star players to Rudy Fernandez. And we're like, no. No, 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 no.
That's the other hallmark. It's someone that people love so much that they're untouchable to the local fan, even though they would be completely touchable to any other franchise.
Any other franchise. As someone pointed out on the text program, 10-6 here in Portland, 20-15 in any other market. Are you kidding me? We love 10-6. Love it.
Also on the team, I'm sorry, the fever is hot to Monty Kamara.
I will at least say this.
He's on the team.
I will say this in defense of Kamara. I think Kamara is going to be a really good player in Portland, but I would like to point out that he is averaging this year 10-6.
That's the definition of who we're talking about.
Yes.
Okay. Also on the team, and possibly a captain, Jake Layman.
Yes. I love that at one point, this city was abuzz with Jake Layman fever. By the way, I also found a list of the 10 worst starting teammates of the Damian Lillard era, and Jake Layman was number 9.
Did you see someone on the text line said they moved into Jake Layman's old house?
Apparently, Jake Layman really into Mexican timeshares.
And boot barn.
And the boot barn.
He gets a lot of mail from those two, junk mail from those two.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. He did have a moment.
He had a moment.
It was at the end of a season. Yeah. Weren't they tanking? And he was
I'm sure. It was like one of those.
He was playing great.
Yeah. And people were just abuzz with the athleticism. And by the way, it helps when you're a white guy too. The scrappy athletic white guy. Love that guy here in Portland.
Okay. So here are my final two. And these I think are the more controversial picks.
Mm-hmm.
I have chosen Gary Trent Jr.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Now, he was traded, and I don't feel like there was that big of a backlash, but maybe I'm wrong.
I would also like to point out Gary Trent Jr., 10-2.
There you go.
And after he got traded, he had a couple big games. We're like, oh my God, what are we doing?
And finally, I have chosen, for the diamond in the rough players Blazer fans made into the next big thing when they were most certainly not the next big thing, even if they were good, but it didn't matter because fans climax with sports satisfaction. Alan Crabb.
It's a hell of a list. Alan Crabb guy.
Hey. Yeah, he was so good. They were like, this guy, we can't lose this guy.
He
flamed out of the league.
And the next All-Star.
So what do you think of my five?
I like your
list.
Did
I miss anybody?
No.
You thought maybe Shaedon Sharpe should be on the list?
If it was me, I would have replaced Kamara with Sharpe. Because Kamara has actually won awards. Shaedon Sharpe gets called Baby Kobe and doesn't start on this team. And I believe he has 2 double-doubles in his career.
Okay.
But now he's posting career highs, so sky's the limit.
If you ask me who I would want on this team going forward, not this team, but the actual team, I would take Kamara over Sharpe. Sharpe is on this list for me. Because all I've heard about is that guy is the second coming. And
what
apparently
do you think?
Chauncey hates him. He has no effort.
Buck, break the tie. Sharpe or Kamara?
Sharpe.
Okay. Sharpe is in. Kamara out.
No one's.
Boy, what an upset.
No one's ever called Kamara Baby Kobe.
Wow. More on this tomorrow. No, we won't have more on this tomorrow. But we are back tomorrow, 3-7. Ducks basketball next on The Fan.